These merchants, they say, Maisim v'chayom. The merchants, every the Taz brought down. Merchants all the time, they say, this person offered me this much, this person offered me this much, and they lie, and because of that, it should be a canceled sale. So we went on when the sale would be, in fact, bottle, when it wouldn't be. But we mentioned just on the fly that it's wrong to do. Right? It's wrong to say, I got an offer for this amount when you really didn't, even though people do it all the time. So I'd like to elaborate on that tonight, and the case will be advertising. Right? Are you allowed to advertise falsely? In other words, can you say that there's two types of false advertising I was thinking of. First of all, you could say you are the biggest store in the city, the country, the world, the universe, when you really don't. You have the cheapest prices in town, in the state, in the country, in the world, when you might not. Can you say that? And then I was thinking, based on this shaila, I'm not sure what the halacha is on this. I asked people in the past, you know, sometimes you put house for sale, a computer for sale, something for sale, and you have these little tabs on the bottom. Call, you know, computer, you know. And so you make up these signs. Are you allowed to, like, tear off half of them before you put them up on the board? So that way people will think, like, okay, so that's, and then maybe the more prevalent type is your product. You know, you say, my product is the best one in the world, and, you know, they just came out with a better one. What are you allowed to say, and what are you not allowed to say when you advertise?
If somebody advertises saying I have the cheapest prices,
that's right.
Price. Well,
yeah, so then the question is, was he within the onah or not? If his is that much higher than all the others, so then you have onah again. But let's say there's a range of $1.50 to $1.75, and his is $1.60, and he said that they were the cheapest, and they weren't. So you can't say it's a mecca of toes, unless, like we said last week, if I'm buying this on the condition because you told me that you had the cheapest price, so then you're making a tanaya giloy das. So then you could have a recourse. And that's what we said last week. If you are showing that you care about this error that he's saying, so then you can hold him for it. But if you didn't say it, so then we're just dealing with the boasting. What we're going to talk about tonight is the sugya of Ganeva's Das. The Ganeva's Das, it's a well-known sugya, and we'll try to see. I mainly want to concentrate on, well, first we'll define what Ganeva's Das is, and then we want to know whether Ganeva's Das applies in places where everyone does it. Right? If the minig of a certain place is everyone does it, everyone says they're the cheapest one in town, everyone says they're the best selection, best value, best quality, does that give you the right to say it also? Because we'll say that people don't care. Shidduchim, it certainly would be a problem. And before I start, I just wanted to read a little bit from the Chafetz Chaim. He's not talking specifically about Ganeva's Das, but I had it on the handout originally, and then there wasn't room, so I don't want to completely bump him. This is in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, but it's the Kuntres. It's actually at the end of Shmiras HaLashon, and it's a Kuntres called Tzfas Tamin. Perfect, good, proper talk. He says, "Baba Nesina HaRabim, Nisrab Atin Yoni Hasheke VaHaramus." Nowadays, there's been a big increase in lying and cheating, Bin Yoni HaMischar, with things of business. La'ezanash to some people, the Nasa Eslam Keheter became to them like its mutter. They lie during their business, and they say, this is what I paid for it, this is what people offered me, and then sometimes they swear on it, and they think this is business, this is smart business, to know how to make a profit. And they say, if you don't do like that in these generations, you're not going to be able to eat bread. So he then talks about how bad it is. He says really bad things, and then he says, "So come on, Hashem Hashem is shocking. The lying that they say, Shalol Tzarich, it's no purpose in it. Shein Yirtz, if he wanted, he could tell him. B'kach b'cha chayfetzal u'cha litein b'pachas. I can't give you this product, this thing, for less than this offer v'dayo. and that's it. You know, accept my offer or not. Why get into all this bargaining and back and forth and lying and swearing? And so that's his introduction to what we're talking. But what's the halacha? So the Mishnah starts like this in Chulin. Shaleach adam yerech lo'ei kuchatim shegir ha'noshe besocha. A person can send a whole side of meat to a guy when the gir ha'noshe is still inside. And they should become a nicker because the guy will realize that the gir ha'noshe was not taken out. The Gemara is medayik, it's mashma that if it was a cut of meat where normally you would have already taken out the gir ha'noshe, so then you can't sell it to a guy. Even though he's a guy and he's not also to eat the gid hanasha, but you can't sell it to him while the gid hanasha is inside. The Gemara doesn't know what's wrong with that. The Gemara gives a couple of reasons. Maybe a Jew will buy it from him and think that the guy bought it from a Jew and it must be okay, and he didn't realize that the gid hanasha is still in it. The Gemara goes through the whole thing until finally the Gemara says the reason is mishum de kaganiv leva daite, because he's deceiving a non-Jew. And all the poskim, most of the poskim, I think maybe all of them, is a shaila by the Haredim, but almost all the Rishonim say that it's an Isser D'oraisa to be gone of das both from a Jew and a non-Jew. It's a shaila what the Haredim hold, but most Rishonim hold that it's lo signavu, goes both on a guy and a non and a Jew, that is also to be gone of das. The Amr Shmuel Kashmuel said also written of das abris is forbidden to deceive people. Afila daitel sha'ala kechav, even the das of a guy. So over here, what's going to happen? You're sending the guy this cut of meat. He's going to think, oh, he cut it up for me, made it so nice. He probably took out the gid hanasha because it's cut in the way that usually the gid hanasha is taken out, and you really didn't. So he's going to think he owes you a favor. He'll do you a favor in return for that nice gesture you gave to him. And because of that, you were going to his das. Right? That's the issue. That's the classical example of Geneva's das. Right, you're sending something to him. It's not even a case of sale. You're sending to him a present, even, most poskim say. You can't send him something which he thinks is going to be different than it really is. Right, that's the halacha of Geneva's Das. Gemara gives a few other examples over there. But the case we want to talk about is in Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia has more cases which also, Rashi at least, says are included in the laws of Geneva's Das, and these things are, I think, very nogeya. So there are brises that list all kinds of different things. I have on the handout. The brise says a mishardetin as a behema. You can't comb an animal's hair to make it stick out, you know, to fluff it out so it looks like it's a really fat animal. Veinovchim bakravayim. If you want to sell the kishkas of an animal, you can't blow them up to make them look bigger than they really are. Before you sell the meat, you can't soak it in water, because it also, it'll make any meat look swell up and it'll look bigger than it really is. And here we're not talking that you're selling it for a bad price where it would be a mecha toast. You're selling it for the right price, but you're making it look different than it is. Right, so the Gemara says how you do it, you feed it to bran, and that's the way it looks bigger than it is. There's another price that the Gemara says. The Gemara says you can't color, you can't dye a slave's hair to make him look younger than he really is. And you can't do that to Kalim either. You can't dye a utensil to make a used one look new. And that's what Rashi says, why? It's also shagonev es ha'ayin. You're like stealing, it doesn't say shagonev es ha'das, but he's saying you're stealing his eye. Shaniyam kechadash, you're making old things look like new. The Gemara says, oh, if it's new, you could shine it up and make it look better, because there it's new and it's staying new. So that's okay, but you can't make something old look new. That's also, that's Geneva's Das, the way Rashi learns. Just based on this halacha, just a simple application of this halacha, of the one I have on the handout, that says you can't make the animal look bigger than it is. So the Nesiv Yosher says a practical example. It happened to me, I forgot, for a couple months ago. You go to the store and you buy a box of crayons, right? A big box of crayons. And you open it up and, you know, they had a little window on the right side. That's where the crayons are. On the left side, they just have like a piece of cardboard, you know, holding with a blank space there, right? So what you're doing is you're selling your few crayons in a bigger box to make them look like they're more than they are. Now, it's not onah because you probably made the price for 8 crayons and not for 64, like the box looks like it should hold. But that would be a case of Ganeva's Das, because you're causing me to buy them based on your trickery there. You're like trying to steal my mind. I think it's this size, because that's what it looks like. It's holding this amount. And you use a deceptively large package for a small product.
Candy makers do that all the time. They have big boxes still.
Yeah, especially if they keep the package the same and they start less and less. You know, like the diapers they started doing. You know, they're always the same size, but all of a sudden they become from 26 to 24 to 22 per package. Okay, so, but they're also, it could, yeah, I don't know. You know, it could be that. I don't know, that might be a Ganeva's problem also. Because yesterday it was 26, now it's holding 24, 22, and the package looks the same size. That seems din of the Gemara. They talk about if it's for a good purpose, and you know that it's something that, like the stipler has a shayla about a shidduch, the stipler has a shayla in Yevamos, the Siman Lamed Ches. He talks about someone that had some physical defect, which didn't make him aser l'kohol, according to Moshitas, but it was a defect. And his shayla was he mechuyev to tell the shidduch beforehand that he has this defect, which according to one Rishon makes him pasul l'kohol, but most poskim hold it's mutter l'kohol, is he mechuyev to do that. So he brought a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says that there was some shayla of yichus, and Amoraim said, I would never marry him to my daughters, but he suggested, go to Medina Sayyam, where people won't know where you come from, and you'll be able to marry over there. So the Stipler said, if you're mechuyev to tell each shidduch the potential problem, so then what's it help to go to Medina Sayyam? He's going to have to tell the people over there his suspect lineage also. What's it help to go over there? So the Stipler says, you see from this that if it's something that after it's finished, the people won't mind about, right? Once it's a shidduch, they're getting married because, not because of a little specific thing, they're getting married because they, whatever reason, people get married. That's why they're getting married, for the relationship that they're going to have with each other, and this is a small thing, so then that doesn't enter into Ganeva's Das. If it's, I'm only buying this car because I need something that's taking me, you know, for what I need it for, and you tell me it's going to work for what my needs, and they're not, that's Ganeva's Das. So shidduch, there might be a little room to maneuver. Especially Kawa Naga Chasuda, you know, it's in the eyes of Yehovah. Yeah, but here's before the fact, you're not mechuyev to tell the shidduch before the fact. Because after the fact is something they wouldn't mind about. That's a chiddush by a shidduch. Okay. So, that's the Gemara's. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Also to trick people with sale, buying and selling, or leaving the item where to be going to das. Could go, for example, if there's something wrong with your product, you have to tell the buyer, even if he's a goy, you shouldn't help sell him treif meat when it's really when he thinks it's kosher meat, when it was shechted properly, even though to him it doesn't make a difference, but you're fooling him. You can't do that. And that's what the Sma says. Afa pishen go nas mamon, even though there's no problem of price fraud here. Mikarukam still, having the idea, you have to tell the person ahead of time about the issue. And he says, who doma the Ganeva's Das, it's similar to Ganeva's Das, because not Ganeva's Das seems to be, you know, like the case in the Mishnah. You fool him, you give him something that's not really what it is. Here it's more a shy of, I'm selling something without telling you all the details about it. So, but he holds it's like Ganeva's Das. Rashi said it's Ganeva's Ha'ayin, even though there's no loss of money. That's the Sma says. Now the Nesiv Yosher gives an example. I'm not sure if I agree with the example. I'm not sure if I understand him correctly. He says, like, if you're selling a sefer and the pages are bent, there's some pages bent inside, you know, so the sefer is still worth what it's worth, but it's not, doesn't look so good. It looks like the pages are bent, and you don't tell them there are bent pages in it. So the Nesiv Yosher says that would be an example here, that even though there's no change in value, but it's Ganeva's Das. And Mishpatei Torah, the speech says that if it's something that no one would care about, you know, it's a little scratch, a little thing in a big car, and there's a little scratch in it, you don't have to tell them that, because that's something that no one cares about, unless it's brand new. I know there are a lot of shayos like that. Like one of the cases we said, you can't sell something used, the cheskas that looks new. You can't paint it and make it look new. That was what the Gemara said. So how about if you're selling clothes? So no one wants to buy used clothes at a new clothes store, even though they might look the same. But you don't want him to, you think you're the first one to wear it. And if someone wore it and they returned it, and it would be us for you to repack it and make it look new, or send it to a dry cleaners and make it look new and sell it as new. That would be the case of the Gemara. It wouldn't be nekhaktos because it's still worth the same, but it's also to make something used look like it's new. So he has a shayla. Suppose something, you're selling clothes and it got dirty. It fell into the water on your way to the store. So would that be Gnevas Das to send it to the cleaners where no one wore it? But just, I mean, those are the shaylas that could come up. As I would say, a practical case, which I think would be halacha l'maisa, is that you're selling some item that comes packed in a box. You're selling toasters. So if someone used the toaster and returned it with all the box and everything, so then for you to shrink wrap it again and make it look new and, you know, clean it all up, that would mamish be the case of the Gemara. You're making something used look new. That's Gnevas Das. That's Asir. But if on the way from the factory, you know, when the shipping, the box ripped open and, you know, the packaging got messed up and the thing fell out, for you to put it back in the box and then shrink wrap it, so then you don't have to tell them, oh, you should know it fell out of the truck because that doesn't make a difference. You're selling it as new. Probably in the factory it fell out also. You know, it's you're selling it because it's new and it is new. Right? This sma is where all these titles will come in. The sma is saying, even though there's no change in value, you still have to tell them something which he'll care about, right? The way the Mishpat, the way they explain it. It has to be something that makes a difference. If it doesn't make a difference, so then you don't have to tell them, you know. So what makes a difference? Then you have to ask a shayla. Does this make a difference? Does it not make a difference? You know, to one person, toothpicks that fell on the floor might not make a big difference, and to others it might. So you have to find out the halacha. Okay, so going back to our case of advertising, let's say you're not advertising right now, but they're in your store and you are selling computers. And you know that next door they just got in a shipment of a better type computer, which is selling at the same price as your computer that you're selling here, which is at the proper price you're selling it. You've been selling it all summer long, and everyone's selling at this price, and they happen to get a new hot line. And they come to your store and they ask you about this computer. Are you mechuyev to tell them? And just like you have to tell them there's something wrong, if there's something wrong with it, if there's something wrong, you know, it was damaged to be manufactured, and you'd have to tell them that it's not new. So you have to tell them that there's a better one next door for the same price. Can't mislead in your item. I'm selling you this item, and I know that it's used, it was broken and fixed, or it, you know, just works for every other day, and, you know, there's some virus in it, and I don't tell you about that. That's Gnevas Das. But if what I'm telling you about this product is true, everything I say about it is true, I show you how it works and it does work and it's new and it's brand new and it's perfect, and I tell you that it's good and it works and it's fine, so I'm not lying about my product. I'm not tricking you about the product. I might happen to know there's something better next door, but it's not about this product that I'm fooling you. If I tell you that this is the best one on the market, this is the best one available now, then it's a lie. That's Gnevas Das. But if I tell you this will do the job for you for, you know, it'll work for you for 10 years, and it will, it could be, then it will be, then there's no Gnevas Das in it. He says, though, like, just, I think it's also similar. And see, Gosha says, you go to buy glasses and you can't see because, you know, you're trying the frames and you can't see them, and the salesman tells you they fit perfectly, they're just for you. And you get home and there are Mickey Mouse things sticking all over the place when you see them. So that would be Gnevas Das, because he's taking advantage of you, saying that, you know, it looks good on you, it's perfect for you, and you know, it's only really for a school child. It's not something for a grown-up. Right? It was his last one in stock from 30 years ago. He saw you coming. He saw your prescription. Right? So that's Gnevas Das, even though there's nothing wrong with the product, it works fine, but, you know, you subjectively, it's not for this person, right? So that would be Geneva Stas with the product itself. So before we get to advertising, and I think advertising will be the same thing, and we'll go back to it soon, but, you know, if you advertise in your ad that this is the best model available, so that'd be Geneva Stas, just like if you tell them it's the best available one, it's not. If you put all your features on it, even though there might be a better one somewhere else, so then you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't lie to.
In our opinion, this is the best one on the market.
If it's really your opinion. Yeah, but if you know it's not, so then you can't say that. Right? You have to be honest with yourself. Now, how about Vizminig Ha'olam? How about if everyone does it? Suppose everyone says, you know, all the stores say that this is the best one, and is there any heter like that? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins the Shiloh, we talked about, you can't soak the meat in water because it makes it look bigger than it really is. The Sma says that that's only where the minig is not to do that. But if the minig of butchers is that they all soak their meat in water, and all the butchers soak the meat and they all look fat by all of them, the Sma Paskins that it's mutter, because you're not fooling him. I mean, don't go home like that. Yeah, the Sma says that it's mutter because everyone's doing it, you're not fooling anyone.
The price is valid.
It's not like the price is valid, right.
Rolling back to Obama,
that's right. Right, right, that's changed. Well, there also, if you charge like a 100,000 mile car, and you, even though the odometer is 50,000, there wouldn't be any change in price also, right? Right, so we're not talking change the price. The price is valid for what you're buying, but you're fooling them. The Sma says if everyone does that, there's no shayla. And the Raya, he doesn't bring it, but Divrei Malkiel, Lomzer, Rosh Hashiva, brings a Raya from this Gemara I have on the first side of the page, the first hand side of the handout. It says, you're not allowed to mix stronger wine into the milder wine because that makes the wine better than it really is. It fools people. But at a certain time of year, you're allowed to. And the Gemara says, if everyone does it, it's okay. Or diluting it, if everyone does it, it's okay. So they wanted to bring a Raya from there. Same thing, it's just like if everyone dilutes the wine, you're allowed to dilute it, and that's not called a mekatos, it's not called Geneva's Das. I'm sorry, it's not called Geneva's Das. So same thing, if everyone soaks the meat, it won't be Geneva's Das there also. But that's what the Divrei Malkiel said. Someone sent him a letter, and he says it's wrong. It's a wrong analogy. Why is it wrong? What's the difference between everyone, when everyone dilutes the wine? Or everyone leaves the dirt in certain vegetables, and so you're allowed to also, because that's the derech of people selling it. That's as much as b'feirush halach and shulchan aruch. And the Sma says from that it should be also that if everyone soaks the meat and makes it look fatter than it really is, whiter than it really is, it's mutter also. The Divrei Malkiel, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, disagree with that. What's the difference between the two? Which everyone does it, and diluting the wine, which everyone does, we says is mutter. Soaking the meat, the Sma says is mutter, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Divrei Malkiel disagree with him. He says an easy difference. He says that if you dilute the wine, everyone is diluting the wine, so then there's no Geneva's Das, because everyone knows when you buy wine, this is what wine is like. Now everyone soaks their meat, right? Everyone soaks it, makes it look bigger. Now, not every animal in the world is lean, so lean that it needs to be soaked to get that size. There are some animals that are really that size, they're really big, right? So it could be that everyone soaks their lean meat to make it look bigger. But there's still going to be deception, because in the world there is really good quality meat, which will look exactly the same as this one now, because you deceived the buyer. So the Divrei Malkiel says that he doesn't like that heter at all. And the Gemara is only talking about cases where it's mamish the same for everyone, and there's no chance of deception. But over here, since there is good quality meat, which will look exactly the same as this bad quality meat, so even if everyone does this, that just means everyone is doing something wrong. Right? That's the chiluk, he says. So based on this, I think... let's talk about some of our cases with the advertising. Let's first talk about last week's case. right? Everyone, the Derech Tagarim is, everyone, when you buy a house, says, I had three other offers, which I turned down, or three offers pending, right? Everyone says that. So, according to the Sma, it might be Mutter, right? Because everyone does, it should be Mutter. But according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Divrei Malkiyo, some people mean it when they say that, right? If everyone says it, so, and if I know that everyone says it, and I could discount what you're saying, I could just ignore it because everyone says it, and I just know that you're just building it up, so then I can ignore it, so then it might be mutter for you to do. But if by you, since some people are honest when they say they have other offers, and when you say you have another offer, that's going to make me change my purchasing tactics, or even my decision, so that would still be Geneva's Das, based on the Divrei Malkiyo and the Pisrei Choshen. Who's quoting the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Because there I have to worry that even though everyone does that deception, but some people are honest when they say that, and I have to treat your deception as a truth, which changes my decision. Right? If everyone writes they have the best prices in town, so then I think that even though some people actually have the best prices, that might be okay. It still might be a shaker. But I don't know if that would be Geneva's Das, if there would be a case where everyone writes that. I don't know if there's ever such a place, but if everyone would do something like that, so then there might not be a problem.
But there's always an honest man in the marketplace. When the Kagans were selling their house in Rodden, they didn't say they had an...
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Mrs. Kagan in her grocery store was also an honest...
And therefore...
So, in every transaction, there are honest people. So, this would seem to square the whole argument if everybody does it.
Well, I'll give you an example of that Schmitz says, based on this Ma. He says, when you go to a store, you know that the owner of the store is going to convince you how good his product is, with honest arguments. And showing you, but with not telling you that there's a better one next door. So, he says... Based on this Ma, since you know that all sellers want to try to sell their merchandise, so as long as they don't lie, as long as they don't say a lie about it, they don't steal your mind, but they put on beautiful music and they put in fancy lighting and, you know, to attract you into the store, and they make loss leaders, whatever they do, which everyone else can do, so that would not be a Shaila of Geneva's Das. So the shaila that we're talking about, pulling off the tabs on the sign. Now, if it would be the way that everyone does it, so I think it would still be a problem, because I can't just ignore the fact that half of them are gone, because I can't just discount it because everyone takes off half, because maybe they put, some people put the whole thing on, and it really, the people are really interested. I better get in there fast. If we would know that, you know, it was a minig in the city, that there was a law that you're not allowed to put a sign with all the tabs on, they all have to be half, so then it's okay because everyone does it like that. There's no Geneva's Das anymore. It's only Geneva's Das where I could get fooled. Right? So I think that would be a chilik between these two also. Right? If that's what everyone does, that's like everyone's putting in the water into the wine. This is the way they sell things here. So then there's no shaila. If some people do it, some people don't, the fact that those that have the inferior product all make it look better, that doesn't make it mutter. That's the time that they have on the smot. So in conclusion, Geneva's Das is very chomer, like the Chabad said in the beginning. Geneva's Das seems to apply, it applies to Goyim, it's a Isser D'Oraisa. The halachas that we were looking at were halachas where you are misrepresenting what you're selling by making something new look old, something skinny look bigger than it is, even though you're selling it at the proper price and you're not saying any lies about it, but you did something deceiving, that would be Geneva's Das. If you say a lie, it's Sheker, and that could be Geneva's Das also by saying that I have these other customers coming in when they're not really coming. But that would also be Geneva's Das. Once again, there's no recourse you could take unless you're as the buyer say, I'm buying it on the condition that what you tell me is true, or, oh, that's true, so if that's the case I'm buying it, you don't have to make the whole Tanai Kofel everything, as long as you show that that's your Gilei Das, so then you have a recourse. But in normal cases, you don't. You walk in the store, you just pick it up. There's no recourse. What he did was an Isser, and if we're selling things, we have to be careful when we advertise not to say, this is the best on the market, this is the cheapest one in the world, this is the... We don't have businesses, but even when we're selling something, we're selling our car, we're selling something that we want to sell, we have to be careful to represent it the way it is, and when someone comes to show them all the milas and try to convince them to buy it, that's okay. As long as there's not a mum that there's a defect that they would care about, we're going to speak in future weeks about defects, what do make a difference, but as long as there's no defect that should make a difference to him, so we can convince him and show him and use our best selling tactics, that's what everyone does. Everyone knows when you go to someone to buy something, they're going to try to convince you. And as much as to try to convince them, as long as we don't misrepresent it or say something that is a lie.